Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, April 2nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
XLRE ETF provides comprehensive access to the real estate sector. The XLRE ETF, offered by Select Sector SPDR, provides investors with tailored exposure to the real estate sector. Since 2015, XLRE has focused on real estate investment trusts, REITs, and real estate management and development markets. With 31 holdings, including top companies like Prologis and American Tower, XLRE emphasizes large-cap real estate firms. One key advantage of XLRE is its low expense ratio of 0.08%, making it a cost-effective option for sector-specific investments. This ETF also prioritizes transparency through daily reporting, giving investors access to up-to-date information. By exclusively focusing on S&P 500 companies, XLRE allows investors to benefit from large-cap influence while accessing sector-specific opportunities. Overall, XLRE offers a strategic and efficient approach to real estate investments.
What is a quick surplus refund? National Equity Agency rapidly receives surplus refunds. The weight of foreclosure can be crushing. Losing a home, a place filled with memories and dreams. National Equity Agency, based in Boca Raton, FL, is dedicated to advocating for homeowners' rights in foreclosure cases. Their team's expertise in surplus recovery procedures has helped numerous clients navigate the complex legal landscape and secure rapid surplus refunds. By assisting heirs facing foreclosure, NEA has successfully recovered surplus funds, providing much-needed financial relief during challenging times. Homeowners can reclaim surplus funds after a property sale, empowering them to move forward with hope and stability. NEA's personalized service, transparent communication, and ethical practices have earned them a stellar reputation in the industry. With a proven track record of success, NEA ensures a smooth and efficient recovery process, leading to a rapid surplus refund for clients nationwide.
Ackerman Pioneer Land Group Brokers, sale of 2-acre hotel site in LaGrange, GA. Ackerman Pioneer Land Group recently brokered the sale of a 2-acre hotel site in LaGrange, GA, paving the way for a new studio res by Marriott. Buyer Noble Investment Group purchased the property for $1.5 million and plans to develop a 124-room hotel at the site. The property is located in Selig Enterprises' SOLA mixed-use development, strategically positioned near the Interstate 85's Whiteville Road interchange. The Studio Res brand aims to provide affordable longer-stay options with fully furnished studios. Ackerman Pioneer Brokers John Sparrows, J.T. Sparrows, and Kyle Gable facilitated the sale on behalf of Noble Investment Group. Ackerman & Co., a full-service commercial real estate firm based in Atlanta, has been instrumental in brokering over $600 million in transactions across the Southeast.
The Mission Driven Bank Fund backs innovative community lender. The Mission Driven Bank Fund announced an investment in American Bancorp, Inc., the bank holding company for American Pride Bank, a minority depository institution, MDI, focusing on underserved communities. American Pride Bank plans to expand homeownership and small business opportunities in low and moderate income areas by launching a mortgage division and expanding lending activities. The fund's partnership with American Pride Bank aims to close gaps in underserved communities. The fund is raising capital through May 2025 to invest in mission-aligned banks, supporting a more inclusive banking system. For more information, visit the Mission Driven Bank Fund's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.